W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden will mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day with a breakfast in Washington with the Reverend Al Sharpton and his National Action Network.
President Biden will mark the birthday and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. for a second day in a row. He will speak at a Morning King event here after going to Atlanta Sunday to the famed Ebenezer Baptist Church where the assassinated civil rights leader used to preach.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
We found out this weekend that more documents marked classified are discovered at the president's house in Delaware. Now Republicans want to know who's been in and out of that home. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The steady pace of new developments has many wondering what's next. Should we expect more documents? The short answer is maybe. Part of the reason classified records keep turning up is that the president's personal lawyers who've been looking through his papers don't have the clearance to view classified materials. So when they find something, they stop so someone with clearance can take over. In the case of the Wilmington House, that person found more.
The Treasury Department warns that the U.S. will hit its debt limit this week. Lawmakers only have a few days to come together on legislation to raise or suspend the country's borrowing authority. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock on ABC.
And the people who are on the margins, who are the most vulnerable, are the ones who would suffer the most when we put the full faith and credit of the United States government in jeopardy. This is not a game. This is people's lives.
At least 68 people are dead in Nepal after a plane crashes while trying to land at a newly opened airport in a resort town. Correspondent Remy Innocencio.
The last moment of dozens of lives. A plane rolls sharply to the left, then crashes to the earth. Captured on cell phone video. Through the smoke and as rescue workers sprayed water, the shattered remains of Nepal's Yeti Air twin-engine turboprop strewn down a nearly 1,000-foot gorge.
Crews are searching for four missing people there. The death toll is rising from a Russian airstrike on an apartment building in southeastern Ukraine. Officials there say at least 30 people were killed in the attack. Russia also targeted the capital, Kyiv, and the city of Kharkiv. In California, more storms are in the forecast as residents watch water levels. Robert Lyons lives in Seal Beach and says the rain has been a mixed blessing.
The biggest concern that it just keeps on rising up and it fills up into the parking area. We definitely need the water here in California, so it's good to have the water here. But I know it's very dangerous for a lot of people and they've been hurt by it as well.
Weeks of flooding there. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
You could nominate your D-bag of the year. Got a nominee for us?
There were so many of them as we can tell. I had to go with the ranked choice system. Okay?
I like the way you think, Rico. Okay. What else you got?
Rojo.
You know, listener poll. I think this nominee for D-bag of the year pretty much sums it up.
Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyer has reviewed other places where documents in my, from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas in file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
Okay, I'm wearing my justice t-shirt because for Chris LaVoy's birthday today, what? I would like some justice. And I would like it too sweet.
Sounds a little bit greedy.
Go, happy birthday, go, Chris LaVoy.
Thank you. I had to play my own music.
Yeah, it's hard to make it a surprise.
Yeah, you know. We gonna party like I love this. I want justice for your birthday. Get your own music. Play your own music.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink Bacardi.
I would like, could you get me Glenn Kirshner for your birthday?
Well, Travis, it's his birthday. Let him enjoy it. I took care of that for you. I'm going to be over here drinking Bacardi like it's my birthday.
I said, can you get in the club for yourself? Thank you. Surprise.
All right.
All right.
Mai Tai.
Travis, as I said before the show, I like the Libra that I am. I agree with everyone on both sides of this special prosecutor issue. Because at first I was like, okay, it's a good thing because I know Biden didn't do anything wrong. It just, you know, strengthens whatever Jack Smith does. And that now I'm like, no! Because we talked about this before the show. Mm-hmm. Why does it always seem like we have to bend over backwards? In fairness, the Republicans don't give up. And they're going to scream like whiny little bitches no matter what you do.
They were going to scream so if we didn't. They'll scream if we did. They'll do that. That's what they do.
They whine and cry.
That's what I mean. You cannot do anything so Republicans don't whine. They always whine.
You can't negotiate with terrorists.
They're the whiny little bitch party. And while I'm like, okay, well, good, because I know he's not going to find anything.
Right.
But first of all, we got to bend over backwards to always appoint a Republican that was appointed by Trump. This is a guy who helped Rosenstein cover up the Mueller report, or allegedly, whatever.
Well, also the side-by-side of this as it plays out, where Trump is like fighting tooth and nail every step of the way, and Biden's like, oh, here you go.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to see how you functionally do this, and then we're going to see Trump's
We'll talk to Glenn Kirshner in a few minutes, but this is the first thing that a lot of people on Twitter, Duty to Warn, said another reason this is bogus. Where's the criminal intent? There's no evidence Biden intentionally misplaced or misappropriated documents, which makes it an administrative matter, not a criminal one.
Right.
Because we're big liberal thinkers, what did I say? Apple tags. My girlfriend put one in my bag when we went back east.
Yeah.
So you don't lose. Why don't we put Apple tags on our classified material?
But you can put an RFID
something.
Chip. Yeah, you can put a chip on the envelope. It doesn't have to be on the information. Right, just so they can signal this is where
it is.
Right.
So they know where it is at all times.
But Miss Betty Bowers, with the again, all the analogies about how it's different. Shopper one, I didn't notice a few things in the bottom of my Target cart. Returned them once I got to my car. Shopper two, I shoplifted 88 boxes of stuff, kept them 15 months, lied to the police about having them until they came to take them. MAGA, you both did the same thing. I mean, that's where we're at.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Okay. And I get it that, you know, in some ways, people are spinning this as, you know, this is left Republicans sputtering because now whatever Jack Smith comes forward with, you know. But why do we always bend over backwards? I just don't. Tom Joseph tweets, Nicole Wallace called out Garland for fearing the Republican Congress, slow rolling the 1-6 investigation and only speeding it up after Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Garland supporters will deny it, but the expanse of Jack Smith's new subpoenas suggests they should have happened sooner. I mean, I think it's just in all our heads. We're like, why is this taking so long for Trump? And in 2 seconds, there's a special prosecutor for what seems to have no criminal. I mean, that's the whole, what do you call it, regulation for appointing a special counsel is a suspicion of criminality. And there is none here. So it seems to me he's bending way far over, to be fair. Harry Lipman, our good friend, legal lad, here was his take. Merrick Garland's decision to appoint a special counsel is being generally praised, with many commentators are opining he had no choice but to do it. There's something to that point of view, but importantly, it tells us something new about Garland. His reputation has always been as a straight law and facts prosecutor, and indeed, he pointed to the governing law, a DOJ regulation about special counsels, in his appointments of both Jack Smith and Robert Tur. The problem, however, is that the letter of the regulation not only doesn't dictate the appointment, but arguably even precludes it. That's because it requires Garland to find that a criminal investigation is warranted, and there is zero information from what we now know to suggest anybody, much less Biden, acted with criminal intent. The revelations about the documents certainly present a political headache and arguably the need for policy intervention, but the lookout of a special counsel is criminal charges. Indeed, the evidence we know suggests Biden lacked knowledge of the misplacement of the documents, let alone intent, all of which suggests that Garland is less blinkered by the book prosecutor than he is considered to be. So we'll get Glenn Kirshner's take on it. I didn't stay up late enough to see his late show appearances, so...
You know it could be fun,
too. This will be new to you and me.
Yes.
Because we just got up. Yes.
If he writes a special report.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, and you can't indict a sitting president thanks to Bill Barr's memo.
And we're like.
Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. Stick your head in doo-doo.
Yes. I mean, to see them twist themselves into pretzels about all this is just.
God, they're just.
I mean, duty to warn said it took 2 years for Garland to appoint a special counsel to prosecute one of the greatest threats the Republic has ever known and 2 minutes to appoint one to investigate a filing error. Thank you.
Yeah.
That I mean, at first I was like, oh, okay, you know, this is fine. And then, like, you hear arguments on both sides. And then, of course, Elie Mistel was hair on fire. But that's his thing.
Right.
He's like, Merrick Garland's a punk. Well, punk, punk, punk.
In that, you know, a dog sipping coffee, this is fine. You're the this is fine. Elie is the fire surrounding you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Andrew Weissman, though, obviously always look to on Twitter, said unclear how A.G. Garland can justify, based on the Biden doc's known facts, the appointment of the special counsel under DOJ guidelines, but worth noting that such an appointment will have the effect of making it more viable / palatable for Jack Smith to bring Mar-a-Lago charges against Trump.
Yeah.
Because remember we were saying that Barb McQuaid and others said this complicates charging Donald Trump for Mar-a-Lago. And again, that's politically, not legally. There is a, you know, ton. That's illegal.
That's a legal term.
Ton of evidence against him in the Mar-a-Lago case.
The difference in how it was handled on each side. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah. Andrew Weissman also said appointment makes it much easier for Jack Smith to bring Trump Mar-a-Lago document charges, gives the DOJ the necessary reality and appearance of balance and fairness. Well, that's, I mean, that's looking at it like it's a good chess move. If you look at what Barb McQuaid said, then you go, okay, checkmate. Here's a, you know, so that it makes it easier for them to prosecute Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. Palmer Report said, and the Biden classified document saga just ended. Garland just buried it with that announcement. Next thing we'll hear about this story is that when this new special counsel eventually quietly announces no crimes were committed by anyone in Biden's circle. Well, I hope so. Right. But that's the other thing. I hope it doesn't take 2 years for them to go. Biden did this. This is the nothing burger, the Hillary's emails and Benghazi and all this crap always is. On the Republican side.
I have no doubt they'll move swiftly on this. And right, also, it's right. going to make it when Jack does come forward, and a part yeah. of his charging yeah. is the obstruction of justice and the intent yeah. because they were moving things right. around. Yeah. They were trying to hide well, stuff around Mar-a-Lago.
Hopefully it highlights so the morons can see what the difference is yeah. rather than...
So we've got security footage. We've got security footage yeah. from Mar-a-Lago showing them moving and hiding the boxes, yeah. violating their own policies.
You know, just the whole thing hit me yesterday, because remember we were talking about how this started with Nixon and Jill Weinbanks. We always talk about that with yeah. her.
Right.
About this, and what's the pattern? It's letting Republicans get away with crime. Sorry, both sides don't do it. Letting Nixon, pardoning him, started a whole thing where then Iran-Contra, we're like, oh, well, I guess we just can't. We're going to leave that. Then we let Bush administration get away with, war crimes
right.
in Iraq. We're like, because we got to move on as a nation. We got to blah, blah, blah. And here we are. What's the through line? Republicans. It's Republican administrations that always get away with it. They pursued Obama and the Clintons to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
And there were no crimes. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Trust me, if they had done anything, they would have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
They did nothing. Despite, like, oh my God, do you remember all the investigations and charges? Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy this morning was on TV saying he's thinking about, I don't even know what the word is, trying to vacate one of Trump's impeachments.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they are not interested in fairness of any kind.
Oh, we
they
have
are
that.
About vengeance and politics. They are not. They don't even care about the appearance of fairness. That's what we say. Is that a thing?
It's right. Is that a thing?
Overturn, vacate, and
from
impeachment?
From what I understand, it's just putting a note in the file.
Right. Yeah. Post it.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't agree with this.
Right.
This was just mean.
Right. It expunged. Doesn't overturn anything.
It's it does not saying, erase history. Right. It's not a time saying, machine.
Right.
Yeah.
Where is
Oh,
this?
We have that 14.
Okay.
Oh, 14.
Fantastic.
This is him being asked
Here's
about the expunging.
Douche nozzle, Kevin McCarthy.
I'd have to look when you find the final information that the Russia document was all a lie.
No, it wasn't.
When you watch what went through, I'd understand why members would want to bring that forward. Our first priority is to get our economy back on track, secure our borders,
that?
Make our streets safe again. Give parents the opportunity to have a say in their kids' education and actually hold government accountable.
God,
but I understand why individuals want to do it, and we'd look at it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Of course he will look at anything. Right? What is the latest thing we found out he agreed to? We don't even know all the handshake deals.
Release all the security footage from January 6th.
From January 6th, because they're trying to prove they're crazy. I don't even know what the FBI, Antifa, BLM
was
behind
it. Release the footage.
I know. I'm like, let's do this, Kevin.
I know.
I want to see more of Josh Hawley running through hallways.
Yes. That's what I mean. The special counsel is not going to find anything criminal in the Biden thing. I'm not worried about that, but it's just, oh, my God.
Speaking of finding things criminal, 30 gigabytes.
Oh! Yes, that was the other bombshell. I bet you that was the most incriminating stuff, too.
30 gigabytes.
The J6 committee has not released publicly 30 gigabytes of data that they gave directly to the Justice Department.
30 gigabytes.
And it sounds like it's the juicy stuff.
That's a lot.
Ivanka Tex. Who else? Cassidy Hutchinson.
That's a lot.
People that contradict the Secret Service lies.
Wow.
Yes. What else? I'll find it.
Think about how much hard drive space in your computer 30 gigabytes of porn takes up. That's a lot.
Yeah.
30 gigabytes of porn is a lot.
That's a lot.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking
so
of
when
porn,
you translate that into documents.
Speaking of porn, thanks for the assist. Why? Because it's just, we still can have nice things.
We can.
Yes. Like a schlappy mat. What? Huh? Has a Matt Schlapp.
Oh.
Slappy Matt had some balls, so he groped a man.
Oh.
On the way to the airport, they're in a van.
Oh, dear. Allegedly.
The man said that Matt, he was getting slappy. And he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Oh, dear.
The kid told a story how he tried. Said he didn't do it, but he lied. No, he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Hey, kids, it's Slappy Matt.
I don't know that I know the original, but that was...
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. That's fantastic.
It was from...
All right.
Happy Jack by the Who.
All right. We have a Friday show, by the way.
We have
Glenn Kirshner. We have Don Fugelsang. And Frangela had to cancel.
But we have Jody Hamilton joining us for the third hour. So it's going to get really weird on a Friday.
Yes. Because of the rain, we only got Jody for an hour this week.
Right.
And we've got to have I'm going to need an emergency, infusion of Binky.
Weird.
He has to talk me through this special prosecutor thing. Okay. 19 minutes after
We're all counting on you, Jody.
Yes, Jody. It's all on you now. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Whee!
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what you say when you get to come on?
Yeah.
They have a new line of small cruise ship. How about a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside village and historic harbors of New England? I didn't get like what you'd call really a vacation. I got, you know, family in an ice cold tundra for the holidays.
Well,
not that that's not fantastic. My point is, I'm looking forward to a real vacation this summer. How's about you? You can go aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships on American Cruise Lines, be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Newport. How about the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline, the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park, the classic schooners of Camden Harbor. Best of all, a lobster bake.
Lobster.
On the shores of Maine. Yes. Throughout this all-inclusive journey. It's genetic, my love of lobster. My mother loves her GD lobster, as you know.
She requests it every year.
Yes. You can relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermo-regulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, asking him to turn over records to a federal grand jury as part of an investigation into the fundraising following the... Try to keep the fraud separate. Not the initial claims of a fraudulent election, but the fraudulent fundraising off those fraudulent claims. Did he expense the hair dye?
It just ran away from him.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. East, 6 West. On Sirius XM Progress 127. On demand and on the SXM app.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were, now face.
Stephanie Miller.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you have it now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. You know, I was just thinking, not only is Kevin McCarthy announcing that they're going to let criminals who crimed on January 6th, the insurrectionists, mm-hmm. continue to crime. They're going to try to erase past history.
Yeah.
Like, am I thinking, no, it's not Minority Report.
It's like reverse Minority Report.
Right, exactly. Because they're like, as you said, Chris, that's not a thing. Vacating, no. Canceling an impeachment, no. It already happened. You can't, like.
It's evil quantum leap.
But this is them trying to rewrite history, trying to him saying, oh, the Russia hoax, just like Trump. He's calling it the boxes hoax. Because they're just trying to rewrite history. Like, what? This is why there
socks.
Has to be
when there's
actual...
socks in there, too.
Oh, last night he got into the socks stuff.
Who did?
Trump.
Oh, the socks.
The bottom
the socks
of
case.
The 24 and 25 on your soundbite list. I mean, okay. He's working through some things.
Yes,
let me tell you something.
That was completely different that Bill Clinton did that was not a crime.
Yeah.
Got it.
Had nothing to do with socks the cat.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was about, socks
yeah.
the cat.
Yeah,
Zoe,
I did too.
Something Zox. Else to do with actual socks.
Zoe socks.
Glenn Kirshner said, even beyond hope, I find at least some optimism in the work and pace of Special Counsel Jack Smith. There's a reason we have the saying, the third time's a charm. Never did America need that to be true more than right now. Mueller, Garland, Jack Smith. So, yeah, and he just once again said Biden and Trump document issues as different as night and day.
Yeah.
So we will talk to Glenn in just a couple of minutes about all that. But, Oh, by the way, speaking of rewriting history, Noel Castler, our friend, says, Michael Smith is doing a great job explaining John Kelly's first reaction to meeting Trump in that he was much dumber and more amoral than Kelly had expected. I've seen a similar reaction in TV crews upon meeting the man. He's shockingly stupid. It's bracing like a cold slap. Thank you, John Kelly, for your book, Now a Warning.
Mm-hmm.
You could really.
Yeah, right.
You could have spoken up about
now
that.
A warning.
Yeah, you know, when the
threat
crimes,
to America. This
when the crimes were actually happening.
Yeah,
instead
yeah.
of oh, you know, yeah. I saw it happen, but
yeah.
everyone else is
like,
making a buck.
Calling the cops about a bank robbery. They're like, when? What? Go? Is it going on right now? No. Like last
yeah.
week.
Save
a few
your,
weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, you'll read it in my book.
Yeah, exactly. My David in San Francisco. Hello, David.
Oh, thanks, Steph. You remember there's that old law, duty to care, that a lawyer and a doctor have a duty to actually care for you.
Right.
And politicians apparently don't seem to have a duty to care. And what I was going to raise, you know how Kevin McCarthy was bargaining for America's management, and he was using us as poker chips.
Yeah.
And one of the ugly things.
Yeah, we don't even know. Exactly. We don't even know what he traded
right.
yet. And thank you, David. By the way, did I mention that there is an insane conspiracy theory on the right for literally everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then another insane conspiracy theory about the last conspiracy theory. Like, of course, Lisa Marie Presley, who's has a long family history of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's like, oh, she was vaccinated. It's like, oh, my God. Anyway.
Oh, God, they're really starting.
They're already
oh, yeah.
starting with
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anti-vaxxers have already started. Jesse Waters floats bonkers conspiracy theory that Biden is a Chinese asset and the FBI is blackmailing him. This one, who's this? Nels? I don't know who.
Troy Nels.
Yeah, okay. This is.
But all I do know is that this has to be looked into, certainly. We all know that the vice president does not have a right to declassify any classified documents like that.
That's not
the president
point.
Does. He's the only one that does. So we're going to see. I think this is going to cause Joe Biden some problems here in the future for 2020-24. And I believe that maybe there are some people with his own party appreciate the fact that he has these documents, because there are many in his own party that don't want him to run again.
I see. Okay. Yes. Okay, so either Democrats or...
Where's
doing
he
it to him, or the FBI's doing it to him because
is he a
something.
Member of the House?
He's that's representative. Yeah. I can't remember where he's from. Stupid okay. places.
Never have I wanted to say Glenn Kirshner next more than I do right now.
Okay.
The Shah 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden flies to Atlanta to speak at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King Jr. was once pastor.
A dream in which we all deserve liberty and justice. And it's still the task of our time to make that dream a reality, because it's not there yet.
Democrats are defending the president over his handling of sensitive documents. New York Congressman Daniel Goldman tells Face the Nation it's not the same as with former President Trump.
This administration is doing things by the book. There is a divide and a separation between the Department of Justice and the White House that certainly did not exist in the last administration.
The U.S. will hit the debt limit this week. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is criticizing government spending.
If you look just in the last 4 years that Democrats were in the majority, they increased discretionary spending by 30%. When Republicans were in majority for the 8 years prior, they didn't increase it by $1.
He was on Fox. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident.
Okay. Not only am I a Libra, Chris, but I'm a girl.
You are. So you're a chick.
Right. Palmer Report yesterday said, and the Biden classified document saga just ended. Garland just buried it with that announcement. Next thing we'll hear is when the new special counsel eventually quietly announces no crimes were committed by anyone in Biden's circle. Andrew Weissman said the appointment of her makes it much easier for Jack Smith to bring Trump Mar-a-Lago document charges, gives the DOJ the necessary reality and appearance of balance and fairness. But then I turned the page and duty to warn says it took 2 years for Garland to appoint a special counsel to prosecute one of the greatest threats the Republic has ever known and 2 minutes to appoint one to investigate a filing error where there is no criminal intent. So there's only one thing to do when that happens, isn't there, Travis?
That is correct.
I don't know what to think until he tells me what to think. Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here. Get me Glenn Kirchner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got that Glenn Kirchner now and I feel okay.
Help me, Glenn Kirchner.
You're my only hope.
Hello, Steph. Say, hey, nobody tells baby what to think. I'm pretty sure of that.
Put baby in the corner and tell baby what's going on. Honestly, go ahead.
So here's the thing. At the end of the day, this is going to end up being a good thing, and I'm not being Pollyanna about it. And here's why. First of all, let's lay to rest the complaint that it took 2 years, a year and a half, to get a special counsel appointed for Donald Trump's crimes and 2 minutes to get special counsel appointed to look at the documents that Joe Biden had that admittedly he shouldn't have. The reason Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith when he did was because Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. That made him Merrick Garland's boss's, Joe Biden, only declared opponent in the upcoming presidential election. That's a conflict. Merrick Garland at that point had to appoint special counsel.
Yeah.
He could have done it earlier, but he didn't have to. Now, once Merrick Garland asked a U.S. attorney in Chicago, right, John Loesch, to do me a favor, take a quick look at this, just do a quick review of the Biden documents thing, and let me know if you think there should be an investigation. And that U.S. attorney came back and said, you know what, it should probably be investigated, and you should probably appoint a special counsel. Steph, at that moment, the deal was sealed, and Merrick Garland couldn't reject the very advice and opinion he sought. So, yeah, it looks kind of funky that one took 2 years and one took 2 minutes. It actually was done the right way under the special counsel statute.
But here's my biggest question, though. Doesn't the DOJ regulation say there has to be, what's the word? I mean, evidence of criminality or suspicion of criminality. Because I know with our friend Harry Lipman said Merrick Garland's decision to appoint a special counsel is being generally praised. As many people saying he had no choice, like you just said. But he says, blah, 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 blah. His reputation has always been as a straight shooter. But in his appointments of both Jack Smith and Robert Ture, the problem, however, is the letter of the regulation not only doesn't dictate the appointment, but arguably even precludes it. That's because it requires Garland to find that a criminal investigation is warranted, and there is zero information from what we know to suggest anybody, much less Biden, acted with criminal intent.
Steph, not that a crime has been committed, but that an investigation is warranted. Can you imagine if Merrick Garland said, I've looked into it. My boss did nothing wrong. End of story. Shut up and go away. Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine the outcry? And here's the thing. There would be an outcry on the right, which nobody listens to because they're going to complain regardless of what Merrick Garland does. But there would be an outcry on the left from people who really do care about not only conflict, but the appearance of conflict, because we still care about the legitimacy of DOJ.
Right. Well, right. So I did not watch all of them. I don't know if you were on, Nicole, yesterday. I know you were all over.
I was. Well, yeah, we had a great debate, including I was, you know, going back and forth with Harry. I didn't agree with everything he was saying, though I respect and admire.
But I didn't see this part. I wanted to get your take. Nicole Wallace called out Garland for fearing the Republican Congress, slow-rolling the 1-6 investigation and only speeding it up after Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Garland supporters will deny it, but the expanse of Jack Smith's new subpoenas suggests they should have happened sooner. So what was can you give us the meat of that discussion you had with Nicole?
Yeah, the meat of that was Nicole. I said, listen, Nicole, in my opinion, we needed an attorney general who was sprinting to the finish line to try to save our democracy. And she asked me, well, what kind of a pace do you think he has set? I said, you know what? It has been a long, slow, leisurely walk by Merrick Garland. And that unfortunately worked to the detriment of our democracy. And part of what I base that on is not just our frustration, Steph, that justice has been too darn long coming for Donald Trump. But once Jack Smith was appointed, November 18th, the man has been going 1,000 miles an hour, scorched earth. He just issued subpoenas in early December. I was on with Carol Lenig as well, and it's her great reporting. He issued subpoenas in early December that asked for more than 24 categories of evidence that we all kind of know is incriminating. And Steph, those are subpoenas that were never issued by Merrick Garland for the 18 months he was overseeing this investigation. Yeah. After this dark chapter in American history is all said and done, and Trump and company are in orange jumpsuits, we're going to need to do an autopsy on why the Department of Justice failed to meet the moment, why it slow walked the Trump investigation. And that's something that we're going to need to learn from.
Well, and also, I certainly hope that there's some speed in justice in the Biden special counsel, because you and I both know, you know, or fairly certain they're going to find nothing. But let's hope that doesn't take 2 years, so that for 2 years they can scream, you know, both sides do it. Because as you said on Twitter, this is night and day. These two cases, which is why at first I was like, okay, fine, so good. This will make it easier for, you know, Jack Smith to charge, because you will see the stark differences. But what do you think about that in terms of the pace of this new investigation?
I agree with you. This new special counsel, Robert Hur, had better move at light speed. We can't conclude that there's no there, but every single sign, every indication is there is no there. Because these things have some very superficial similarities. Two men had documents that they shouldn't have had. That's where the similarities end. Because, you know, Joe Biden, once he realized it, he told the National Archives, he told the Department of Justice, he conducted a search of every location where other documents could be. They found some, they turned them over. End of story. Donald Trump did the exact opposite. I won't go through the litany of what Donald Trump did, but here's one of the important distinctions, Steph, that I haven't heard people talk about enough. Whereas Joe Biden's team conducted a sweeping search, including of Joe Biden's garage, right? Found a few more documents and turned them over. Do you know Donald Trump is still in court right now? And federal prosecutors are demanding that he certify that he has given back all the dang documents he took, and he won't even do it now.
Yeah.
All this time later, talk about a stark difference in the way these two men handled the documents issues.
One last way to put it, just want to get your take. Andrew Weissman said, is kind of both sides, unclear how A.G. Garland can justify, based on Biden doc's known facts, the appointment of a special counsel under DOJ guidelines, but worth noting that such an appointment will have the effect of making it more viable, palatable for Jack Smith to bring Mar-a-Lago charges. Because, you know, I know we were saying Barb McQuaid, I think we talked a few days ago, Barb McQuaid was saying this could complicate charging Trump for the Mar-a-Lago documents. But I mean, I assume she means politically, because as you just said, legally, these cases could not be clearer. There could not be a starker difference. So I don't know whether you feel like this means, like, politically it's easier to but isn't the DOJ supposed to be free of that kind of calculation, right?
Yeah, DOJ is supposed to act in an apolitical manner when it comes to charging decisions. But I actually think politically this is going to end up being a good thing overall. And here's why. You already have Republicans yelling and screaming that, oh, my God, what Biden did is so terrible. It must be investigated. It must be prosecuted. So let's take a step back, sport, because if you're saying what Joe Biden did, having classified documents when he shouldn't have, Donald Trump did it to the thousandth power. So thank you, Republicans, for finally acknowledging that Donald Trump needs to be prosecuted for his crimes. Yeah. I mean, listen, the Republicans are not deep thinkers on this one.
Yeah. Well, and I was saying, they're always going to scream like babies, because that's what they do. You know, that, it just seems like we always bend over backwards. That's got to be a, you know, Republican prosecutor, whether it's, you know, Republican head of the FBI or prosecutor, whether it's Comey or Mueller or Chris Wray or now this tour guy who, it makes me a little hinky that he worked with Rosenstein to do whatever they did with the, does that give you pause at all, this Trump
it
appointed
does. It does. I don't know why Merrick Garland is forever feeling like not only does he have to bend over backwards to try to help restore the legitimacy and the public's perception of the Department of Justice, he's forever reaching for Republicans. John Loesch, the first U.S. attorney in Chicago, Republican, one of only two Republican U.S. attorneys that were appointed by Trump that remain in the position. And then this guy, Herr, also a long time, apparently hardcore Republican, also a long time, you know, a Department of Justice employee who is pretty well regarded. But that doesn't mean he can take all of the politics out of himself. I hope he can.
Yeah.
But yeah, because that is the kind of thing that really doesn't help with the right. Because like you say, Mueller was a career, a lifelong Republican, and he became an angry Democrat in the disinformation campaign against him. And the same will continue to hold true. So I think Merrick Garland kind of falls into this trap each and every time. But I don't think it's an enormous concern.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is Republicans operate under no such rules of fairness. They're going to investigate the investigators. They're going to. Kevin McCarthy's talking about vacating. Is that the word you use for one of Trump's impeachments? That's not even
a thing.
It's like, but they just they have no compunction. Right. I mean, this one hopefully will also accrue to our benefit. But Kevin McCarthy agreed to release all security camera footage of the January 6th attack on the Capitol as part of one of the backroom deals he made to get the speakership with Matt Gaetz. Well, once again, I say good, release it, because, you know,
absolutely.
What is that to prove?
Transparency. Yeah. Transparency is always a good thing. Now, do I trust McCarthy to actually release it all or to release it selectively? I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But listen, the more transparency, the better.
So speaking of which, the J6 committee had some 30 gigabytes of material it never shared with the public. That was nonetheless handed over to DOJ for their own investigation. That obviously came out in this Oath Keepers trial. Among the evidence not admitted was including text messages from Ivanka Trump, Cassidy Hutchinson, an aide to Ron Johnson, who obviously offered to transmit the fake slate of electors to Pence, two transcripts of a Secret Service agents who reportedly contradicted claims made by former Secret Service Chief Tony Ornato. What does this tell you? I mean, why was this not released to the public and to the DOJ? Right. It seems like this is the good stuff.
First of all, anything that the committee decided not to release to the public, but to give only to the federal prosecutors, feels to me like really sensitive, important, incriminating information that they thought was so important. They wanted it to be directly in the hands of the Department of Justice so it could be used and exploited in a criminal investigation of Trump without it being thrown into the public square, because that has real challenges for prosecutors once evidence is out there publicly, because it allows witnesses to mold their testimony based on evidence that they see that they're not privy to in a firsthand way.
Yeah.
So I think it's potentially a good sign. J6 decided this is the public-facing presentation we wanted to make, and DOJ here's some really important stuff that we wanted to put directly into your hands.
Yeah. Quickly, I mentioned false electors. This also seems significant. Three of the state presidential electors in Michigan who followed the law and backed Joe Biden's win in their state are now suing the slate of fraudulent electors who were chosen as alternates to flip the state to Trump. They're asking the judge to declare the scheme by their Trump-backing counterparts was illegal under Michigan law. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel had referred the case to the DOJ and said there was absolutely enough evidence to warrant charges against the Republicans who signed the false certificate. What's your take on that?
Yeah, and I'm glad Dana Nessel is now going to go after it herself, right? And she is going to be criminally investigating the fake elector scheme in her state. That's a good thing. More prosecutors, the merrier, quite frankly. But I think, you know, it kind of takes me back to Jack Smith, who has launched a whole bunch of subpoenas on the fake elector thing and on the Trump PACs that seemed more fraud than fundraising. Yeah. And on, you know, here's the one I love that didn't get a lot of chatter. He subpoenaed witnesses and said, I want to know who paid your legal bills, and I want you to produce your attorney retainer fees. And I think that was the result of us all learning that Cassidy Hutchinson was being represented by Stefan Passantino, who was on Team Trump, not even on Team Hutchinson, his own client. Yeah. And so, listen, I think all of this is for the good. There is a reason we have a saying that third time's a charm, Steph. Mm-hmm. We had Bob Mueller. He couldn't bring it home. We had Merrick Garland. He didn't get it done. Third time's a charm. I'm not saying, you know, you've now fooled us twice, but I'm saying given the bona fides of Jack Smith prosecuting Republican criminals, Democrat criminals, CIA officer criminals, and others, I think the third time is going to be a charm.
Well, you're mouth to God's ears.
Yes.
Real quick, on the justice front, you tweeted, what has DA Fani Willis been doing? Defeating in court all the scared little boys who didn't want to testify about Trump's crime. The littlest general, Mike Flynn, the littlest mayor, Rudy Giuliani, the littlest senator, Lindsey Graham. Willis beat each of them like a drum. So, I mean, there is, again, when people saying what's taking so long, it's on tape. Part of it is all of this obstruction. But what do you think is happening there?
Fani Willis quietly saw the justice wood in front of her. The special grand jury is done. They've made a recommendation. We don't know what it is, but I'll bet my $1 betting limit that it is that there was evidence of crime and people should be prosecuted. Fani Willis is now back in the regular grand jury in Georgia, the one that has the power to indict. And hold on tight, because if you ask me today, I think that's the first criminal indictment of Donald Trump we're going to see.
Yay. And Glenn Kirshner is officially part of our family. I was already married to you in my mind until I run into you with your wife and then it all blows up. But my point is, welcome to the family. We've linked to all of your stuff, your fantastic YouTubes and all that stuff.
Yep.
And we will give you more information on everything Glenn is up to. Welcome to the family.
Thank you, Steph. So happy to be part of this crazy dysfunctional family.
You got the dysfunctional right.
Yay.
Welcome to it.
Justice rock star, Glenn Kirshner. All right.
Glenn's my favorite.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas socks.
Boing, boing,
yes.
Boing, boing.
Yeah. Thank you. All performance today. Mm-hmm. It's weightlifting day and running day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I got some stuff to do.
You do.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a girl
before
on the
rains.
Exactly. I'm out running the rain. It starts again tomorrow. Do they have? I bet you they do have aquatic socks. I'm going to look into that. Bombas has designed a sock for literally every activity you do. Their shirts, their underwear, they're all the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, has a luxuriously cozy feel. Super soft materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, even cashmere makes them the perfect cozy layers. There is a sock literally for every single thing you do. And I have the longer ones since it's been cold out for my biking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I like the nose. I like to fashion a little ankle normally, but you know
that one
brings
cold.
All the boys to the yard.
Yeah. For every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. That is a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use that code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. bombas.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie at bombas.com/Stephanie.
Have no fear, Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they are clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth, and you'll love giving them as gifts. I did. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Save 35%. That is CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share
it. I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty.
Wow. It takes me a while to wade through the right-wing conspiracy theories, but Jesse Waters, Fox News, floated a conspiracy theory yesterday that President Biden is involved with the Chinese government to such a degree that the FBI might be out for revenge against him. He specifically questioned if the FBI will use the appointment of a special counsel to get even with the president, who he baselessly said has directed investigations into China to be closed. Okay, so none of that's true, but okay.
All right.
Wow. and more wows. Okay.
They're going to conspiracy theory till the end of the
month. Yeah, exactly.
All right. 58 minutes after the hour, we have John Fugelsang and we have Jody Hamilton coming up.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.